This is Jeffrey Aaron, and welcome to today's Flying Talkers. Well, today it's about pay cargo and the firing of pay cargo. We see it as the tip of the CNS iceberg. And will CNS finally disappear? In our experience, the backroom whispers have always been there, even as legendary Tony Calabrese founded Cargo Network Services, or CNS, 30 years ago as a landmark U.S. organization with a mission to create a middle ground between airlines and forwarders and shelter the partnership from antitrust legislation in USA. IATA doesn't really like CNS, was what we always would heard whispering. Well, what goes around comes around in 2021, as the industry learned just this week, as Cargo Network Services' financial roadmap to tomorrow took an unexpected detour, and new management at CNS dusted out pay cargo in a slash-and-cut job just days after a web-based CNS advisory board meeting made no recorded mention to that assemblage that the impending action was anticipated. In other words, IATA fired pay cargo without consulting the CNS advisory board, which apparently was given notice of the action after the fact. We'll have more after this. Again, welcome to today's Flying Talkers. We're glad you're here. Okay, we're back. Well, let's catch me if you can. In the past few weeks, we've seen IATA, the parent company of Cargo Network Services Corporation, CNS, take over the organization completely. With the departure of the last three employees of CNS at the end of 2020, there has not been one employee of this shell company added to the roster. Top CNS boss is now a part-time job, as a matter of fact. Frederick Ledger recently was appointed to the job of CNS president, based in Geneva, Switzerland. It was announced as well that the bottom line on Ledger is that he will also serve as acting SVP of commercial for IATA, reporting to Director General Willie Walsh. It seems that the CNS president's role, which for the past 30 years has been a position of respect and honor in air cargo leadership, has been downgraded by IATA into a part-time job. We also learned that CNS's antiquated cash settlement operation has now been outsourced to IATA. The CNS cash operation is handled by the IATA financial offices in their shining tower at Madrid, Spain. Only one junior IATA person in Miami seems to oversee the daily operation. So who's got the number? To contact CNS is not easy. The phone numbers forward you to a recorded number that operates only for a minimal hours during the week. And so forget trying to reach anyone in the U.S. If you are lucky to talk to someone, they're usually on the other side of the Atlantic. We're just wondering, has CNS gone out and shot itself through the foot? Frederick Ledger was the point man for issuance of the letter last week to all the CNS CAS customers, advising them that CNS had decided to terminate its deal with Pay Cargo, which has been in place for over 3 years. Pay Cargo had worked closely with previous management of CNS, and for most of those 3 years, Michael White, as president of CNS, helped to promote Pay Cargo, which benefited both airlines and forwarders alike, reducing acceptance time, improving in-county processes, and expediting money transfer. That was happening much, much faster than before. But the IATA action thwarts efforts by previous CNS boards and management to offer some choice for cargo customers other than the aforementioned outdated, limited CAS settlement system. Many people in transportation have been left scratching their heads. One can only wonder, what, if anything, did Willie Walsh, the new IATA DG, know about this action? Well, there's one thing very clear. Pay Cargo offered choice and a window to forwarders and other industry stakeholders to access a truly neutral, convenient, reliable, excellent way to pay. For their part, while certainly taken aback by all of this, PayCargo took the high road, saying, quote, PayCargo is a strong supporter of IATA and its important role in the air cargo industry. We are the main sponsor of the upcoming IATA Digital Cargo Conference and Hackathon, where we will be actively participating in the One Record Payment Focus Track and also serve as a member on the Hackathon Judging Panel, the company said in a statement, adding, Lionel Vanderwalt, Global Chief Commercial Officer, PayCargo, will also be a keynote speaker at that event. Well, look, for somebody who's been around since before it started, I can tell you in 2021, Cargo Network Services is mini-me as compared to what it was in the past. As you hear my voice, CNS Executive Board has been reduced to 2 IATA staff. IATA SVP Nick Corrine is now the new chairman of the board, and Alicia Lines, who oversees finance for IATA's America region, is the only other board member. Ledger, who is from France and resides in IATA's Geneva executive office, as mentioned, is part-timing as CNS president. These moves sent a clear message that IATA views CNS to really be a European-based company and no longer needs managing by any CNS-employed staff in the USA. So we wonder, and the questions open up, what might DOJ think about that? U.S. Department of Justice might question if CNS is still a U.S. corporation or if it is just being used as a shell company by IATA to bypass regulations. CNS was originally established as a result of U.S. airline deregulation in the 80s and antitrust concerns. Well, you've got mail. As mentioned, we learned that the notification of the PayCargo agreement termination came in an email from Frederick Ledger. Many were surprised by Ledger's actions. In his letter, he advised that a new CAS system will be ready in the second quarter of 2022. But we wonder, will this be too little, too late? Will it be a full upgrade of the system or just a new user interface with little to no functionality improvement? The CNS CAS system moved over to the IATA system a few years ago, and IATA got rid of the highly touted customer service team of CNS employees and incorporated it into the overall IATA CAS system. Many were concerned at that time, but it seemed to work quite well under the watchful eye of Mike White and his small team in Miami. White, during his term, we might mention, also worked hard representing the airline interests of air cargo with many government officials in Washington, D.C. Since Mike's departure, it seems there is no one representing the IATA member airlines in the corridors of the U.S. government. It is difficult to understand, for us at least, the rationale of appointing someone as CNS president who's not acclimated to the U.S. market and its needs. I mean, what's up here? What kind of message does this send to top cargo executives? Finally, here are some questions. With the CNS conference coming up in August, will this be the time when FIATA presents the U.S. market with a preview of their new One Record 2022 plan? Is someone considering PayCargo to become an alternative to IATA finance, starting from the ashes of a CNS kept on life support by the U.S. industry? Was the PayCargo agreement with FIATA the ignition point for a much faster repositioning on the air cargo monies? How will CNS exist in future? Perhaps by spearheading the decisions taken in Cornwall by the G7 regarding the new consensus? Has IATA a real interest in air cargo in the U.S., or do they think of it as an alternative monopoly disconnected from airlines in the long run? Look, I've been around a long time. That IATA has hubris is an open question, but in my view, the strategy is quite clear. And apparently winning. This is Jeffrey Aaron. Flying Talkers 2021, brought to you today by the people of ATC, from Frankfurt, Germany to the world, with offices open everywhere. ATC is the reliable general services and sales agent, GSSA, for top-rated customer satisfaction. If your airline is delivering service excellence, chances are ATC represents them somewhere. There's no secret sauce here. ATC's extraordinary expertise and service ethic harkens back to a time when results-driven cargo executives were the product of a lifetime of best practices and great training. So contact ATC, one world, one great air cargo GSSA. ATC Aviation can be contacted at atc.aviation.com and tell them Flying Talker sent you. That's atc-aviation.com. Well, we've been thinking about IATA as air cargo becomes more famous in the mainstream of the world in regards to COVID-19 PPE flight performance. In the face of all the attention, IATA has shuttered all of its air cargo expertise in Geneva and Montreal. What that might mean is that the voice of CNS, the expertise of CNS as a viable organization, will be gone. That would mean terrible things for air cargo. The CNS Partnership Conference, held yearly in various locations in the U.S., is without a doubt the best customer conference ever devised by air cargo for doing bottom-line business. Not to mention the value of the daily activist work that CNS performs, as we mentioned, on behalf of the airlines and the forwarders. To be clear, CNS is still in business, on paper, and it has a suit named Ledger and a name to sidestep the antitrust rule, which brought CNS into formation, as we mentioned, 30 years ago. Right now, you can really feel the pain of airlines everywhere that, according to IATA, will recover to 43% of 2019 levels, perhaps this year. Although that's a 26% improvement on 2020, it is far from a recovery. So the attention to the plight of an industry organization like CNS takes a back seat to all the cargo in the passenger seats as these airlines work furiously to save their failing businesses. But without some outcry, even at the suggested possibility that CNS will disappear, odds are you might wake up one day to the news that it is gone. This jewel of a group born in America is the world's first organization dedicated to bringing the airlines and their forwarder partners together is toast. It's not going to go any further. It's a very real possibility. It's right there in front of your face. In these things, IATA would be acting not unlike when, up until CNS President Tony Calabrese's retirement, CNS had retained a distinct image and semi-independent agenda. IATA then reined it in, turning it into a regional office. In principle, IATA has every right to do that as it sees fit because, after all, CNS is an IATA company. So what does the air cargo industry really think about CNS? I guess you could do an in-depth survey, talk to a lot of people. We talk to a lot of people, but let's face it, people are very, very busy doing their own thing. People are very focused on saving their airline business or their forwarder business. Jan Krems, who set records putting cargo on main decks of airplanes of United Airlines, was a genuine innovator and an international air cargo hero, stood up last September when we asked him, what about CNS? What about IATA? This is what he said, quote, IATA and Cargo Network Services must recognize that CNS needs to maintain a strong voice for the airline forwarder partnership. This is what the president of United Airlines Cargo said. The CNS partnership is and will remain a vital force for good as the industry works to get things back to normal. Look, we need our trusted organizations to bring us together and make sure that cooperation between all parties not only maintains a single standardized system in place, but also advances our offering through cooperation that touches every aspect of the logistics supply chain. Air Cargo cannot carry the airline business alone. For all of us up and down the line in all aspects of our industry to be as good as we want to be, we need the unique opportunities for cooperation that the CNS advocacy offers, working for the advancement and betterment of the entire logistics industry. That's Jan Krems. My dear friend, the late Joe Frigger, chairman of Emotrans, which has been a continued advocate of CNS partnership for decades, supporting that. Joe used to sit on the boards in the conversation sections and so forth in the sessions meetings. Yeah, a great man. This is what he had to say. Quote, "The formation of CNS always was and still is a great opportunity for meaningful dialogue between the airlines and freight forwarders. We have always supported this goal and hope that going forward, a balanced view of all participants and their business interests can be maintained. I do regret that CNS has only been created in the USA and that this model has not been expanded to other worldwide areas like Europe, Asia, Middle East, and Latin America. The advantage, Joe Frigger said, of close cooperation between partners becomes more evident in today's global markets as geopolitical developments create a great deal of division and uncertainty for all involved." That was Joe Frigger, the late Joe Frigger, chairman of Emotrans, just spoke those words last September 2020. This is Jeffrey Aaron. So let's change pace a little bit. Why does CNS matter? Richard Malkin, you know, in an era where everybody has a trade show or webinar, let's share some words that he gave us. He was the dean of Air Cargo. He founded Air Cargo World magazine in 1948. He covered the Berlin airlift. He worked in the industry until he was 104 years old. He was still there. He was writing, smart, right on the ball. He was a great writer. That was the thing about Dick Malkin, and a great thinker. He won every single possible accolade everywhere in the world. Did great work in the Netherlands. Was one of the people that helped formulate the plan that founded Shannon Airport. He's a terrific individual, driven, hard to work with it sometimes, very opinionated, but man, this guy got it done. And he cared about the business, and he was the most passionate person. We used to sit there for hours and talk about Air Cargo. I miss that, but he's left us a legacy of things that he said and wrote about. And here's some things he said about CNS. A little bit lighter, but let's look at it. Let's share these words once again. A quarter century ago, this is when he wrote this, CNS was, I think, 25. "I was invited by the sparkling new Cargo Network Services to contribute my experience to determine an answer to a vexing question. Should CNS or should it not invest time, effort, and money in mounting a truly first-class air cargo conference? With the approval of CNS President Jack Lindsay, the invitation had been extended by Anthony Calabrese, then Director of Product Development, who was aware of my intimacy with the industry's growing number of cargo conferences. And so, after I spoke to these folks, I agreed to cooperate. The scheduled airline's long-delayed awakening of the shipper as an important source of revenue was enriched by their flair for promotional ideas and public relations. Not much time passed before one of the carriers invited a section of the shipping public, forwarders, air cargo agents, industrial traffic managers, and purchasing agents to a luncheon meeting where they would be treated to a lesson in air cargo economics, as well as to a tasty portion of roast beef. Competitor airlines gradually followed with their own versions of satisfying appetites while getting across a hard sell. It took a while, but as these meetings became longer, more detailed, and more sophisticated productions, I gradually, Richard Malkin said, became aware that something was amiss. In virtually every instance, the airline representatives in the audience seriously outnumbered the customer attendees. So I editorialized on the problem. Didn't the lopsided audience division matter to the carriers? Were they delivering the right message from the platform? What confined the user's response to disappointing limits? The few readers who bothered to answer failed to cast convincing light on the puzzle. So much sometimes for motivating the readership, Dick said. Tony Calabrese was one of my oldest and closest friends in the industry. Typically, when we sat down with cups of coffee to discuss the unfairness of an IATA rule or recent breakpoints on electronic goods, it would wind up with criticism of a conductor's use of his baton or on concert artist foibles. This time, with Jack Lindsay present at our meetings at CNS offices, Tony came right to the point of the meeting without the usual prelim formalities. He said, on the basis of my wide experience, what is my personal reaction to a proposal to sponsor an annual air cargo conference that would take place all over the USA on every single year, as we mentioned. Oh no, oh no, Dick Malkin said. He kept repeating his argument, especially when travel expenses and hotel fees were involved. He predicted failure. And he foresaw himself saying to Tony, "I told you so." And now, Richard Malkin continues. Tony was one of my best friends, Tony Calabrese. He was unfazed by my opposition, arguing that CNS built-in membership of several thousand agents represented a live pool of prospects. There existed an area of common interest and values. I cited the example of the CAB, the Civil Aeronautic Board's sponsorship of a one-day air cargo conference scheduled in as many as six cities throughout the United States. After our third meeting, Dick says, he was appalled by the paucity of active interest on the customer's side. The board canceled the remaining shows. In Chicago, with John C. Emery Jr. as featured speaker, the meeting sponsor was forced to resort to an invitation to a local business school's transportation and export students to fill the seats. Tony was probably aware of these incidents because in his calm, evenly stated way, he bore down on his confidence in the CNS agent's homegrown support. This was basic. There were, too, the forwarders and the shippers. In the end, Lindsay, after whose retirement a couple of years later Tony was to succeed as CNS president, well, Lindsay went along with Tony and the first partnership conference was born. Over the years, Richard Malkin writes, the partnership conference which sprang from Tony's fertile mind was recognized as one of the world's industry best. During the closing hours of the initial meeting, Tony and I were sitting next to each other at a table. We chatted about the day's highlights. He had an idea that he wanted to implement next year, and before he could get into the details, he was interrupted by an aide who handed him a sheet of paper. Tony glanced at it briefly, smiled, and then the smile broadened into a grin. Customer attendance was 18% over airline attendance, Tony said. Whereupon, he leaned over to me and sweetly whispered into my ear, "I told you so." That was Richard Malkin. And this is Jeffrey Arend. We hope this thing works out with CNS, that cooler heads prevail, people back up a little bit, take a deep breath. The industry, who ultimately has everything to gain from the continuation of a vibrant and strong CNS, speaks up and has their voice heard. We often hear those kinds of calls, and in today's political climate, I guess people are just reluctant to get involved and want to get through, want to get to the next thing, want to get back to some kind of normal. That's fine, but let's make sure what we need to move forward is there for us. You know, all the obvious things we've talked about probably haven't scratched the surface of what Cargo Network Services was set up to be able to do and had been doing. What about the advocacy in the security areas and the work they do in Washington, the stuff you never hear about? So let's see how this moves as we move forward. And for your time, this time, until next time, keep them flying air cargo. Keep looking up. Keep that mask somewhere around. A lot of people walking around now. Who knows what'll happen? Just have to be careful, and we'll all, as Winston Churchill said, bugger on, move through it. Again, thanks for listening, and keep them flying, air cargo. Goodbye.
Good, Lou.